Welcome to another episode of Bad Vibes with me, Sammy Arif, and my friend Ross Solomon. Sorry, we've been away for a while.
Yeah, we were watching Stranger Things.
Yes.
This entire time.
I watched
time.
All five seasons. Yeah, this whole time. Took me 6 months. And let me tell you, worth it. Worth it. I watched other things. Mm. Survivor and stuff. Quite.
Oh, I thought that was like a spin-off. Other things.
Oh, great. Great name for them. Trademarked.
Because they can all split up because they've gone on to other things.
Yeah.
Just lubing up.
Yeah. The lips.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, how are you?
Yay. Yeah, are you just watching me such.
Fine, ask the first question.
My best friend, straight. Mm-hmm. That's the sexual orientation, I assume.
I get it. No, I get it.
It's not like a slang. Yeah. Isn't it Durban slang straight?
Yeah, straight.
Yeah. What does that mean?
No, it's just like going straight.
Yeah. My best friend straight.
Yeah. It's like Durban people deal with directions. I find I'm slanger, right?
Mm.
They always sound like they're answering their own question.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but I think it's to
be
like
Joel, 10 o'clock, right?
Yeah. It's like, are you still listening to me?
You're still listening to me, right?
Yeah. Right?
Right. You know what I'm saying?
God, because you have to pay attention with that accent if you're not from there. Anyway, my best friend, straight, is mad at me, gay. Mm-hmm. It's the way it's written. Is mad at me, gay, the gay person. For making an AI video of us kissing.
Why would you do that?
Why do he's off blue. Wait. He asked, what do I do? You asking, why would you do?
Delete that video. Like, of course. Wait, it's bad vice. It's bad vice.
It is bad vice.
Add a filter.
But we can
add a filter.
No, we can unpack it first and then give bad vice because
what
was the purpose?
What possessed you?
What's the purpose? You know? What is it for? Is it for you at night? Or he didn't say he posted it. Mm. He just said he made it.
Yeah, well, clearly his friend has seen it.
Of course. Right? He's like, lol, look at us.
Have you ever thought?
This could be us, but you're playing. Look, he obviously has an issue with it. It's his best friend, so he's not homophobic.
Yeah.
But like,
that line has been crossed here.
Imagine I send you a video of the two of us kissing.
Imagine.
Yeah. And here it is.
No, you know.
Nah, that's wild, bro.
Also, because the generation of, like, to make stuff like that on AI is pretty expensive, actually.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, Grok, hey, Grokisto.
No.
You know,
it's like, not, it's not, you can't just type in ChatGPT. Yeah.
Like, hey, Grok.
Make my friend gay.
Yeah. Here's a picture of myself and my friend. Can you make us kiss?
That is a paid for service. So he spent money on that.
Okay. You know, the more I think about it, right? Actually, like if you send me that video, you're like, yo, man, I made a video of us kissing, I would laugh because I know both of our sexualities, right?
Okay. You say you would laugh.
No, I would laugh.
No, I think it depends on the video. If the video is like Brokeback Mountain passion.
Yeah, but let's just assume it's just kissing.
No, but come on.
It's just kissing.
If it's, I mean, we've done that.
Yeah. You know, like Arab dude out there going, we kiss each other and I
kiss
all the
time. Habibi. Yeah, Habibi. So I think if it's like Brokeback level passion, then I would question the motor.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if it's just like a fun kissing video, it's fine.
Like if I made that video and I sent it to you and I say AI is wild.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this thing is dangerous. This thing is dangerous.
And then you actually have them say, this is not AI. Yeah, just type in that prompt.
I keep on thinking like, what was your plan here?
What was the reason, bitch?
Yeah, like, what are you doing with this? Like, yo, bro, I made this thing.
Mm.
Then it's a video of them kissing. He's like, oh, my friend is mad.
Mm. He thought it was going to be funny, though, I think.
Yeah.
The only way to know for sure is to just post it everywhere.
I had to work it out quickly.
Yeah, that's it. No, you need the public's opinion.
Yes.
You need the opinion.
Can you notice that this is AI?
Yeah. It's no, you don't say anything. You just post the video, no caption, and get the public's opinion in on it. You know, they can decide.
Well, now you have to, no. Change the prompt. Make me look like a girl. This guy is clearly, he's uncomfortable that he's kissing a dude. So then make it a girl then.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Maybe it's not the fact that he's kissing a dude. Maybe it's the fact that he's kissing that dude.
So maybe he thinks his best friend is not a handsome gay dude.
Maybe it's an ugly best
That's
friend.
That's a horrible thing.
I'm going with that.
You going with that one?
So you need to make the AI video make you look better.
No. In fact, no. I've got the answer.
Okay.
You make the AI video of you kissing a girl.
Oh, even it out.
Yeah. Yes. Because you're just like, yo, you saw this thing of me. Now I'm going to.
But who's the girl? The straight guy's mother.
No, that would be wild. Yo, you're losing a friend.
If
now.
You keep it, you know, keep the universe in the same universe.
No, just say like, yo, man, listen, I'm sorry. Who do you want to kiss?
Yeah.
Then you'd be like, Jennifer Lopez. Then you'd be like, okay, AI works.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
No one's going to believe it, though. Our video is much more believable.
I wouldn't kiss Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, I just use it as an example.
No, yeah. I mean, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
But she's just a bad person.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to kiss bad people. You've kissed bad people.
Too many.
Someone has to help us in the comments or something.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, because I'm sure one of you people have done this before.
Yeah, but anyway, what you have to do is...
post it everywhere.
Yeah, post it everywhere.
You said, make yourself look pretty.
Yeah, make yourself... Like, you have to keep on updating it.
Mm.
Keep on updating it.
Evolve it.
Yeah, yeah. Post it. Get engagement, use it as a data point, create new.
Change,
that's how great artists made these days.
Change outfits, change lighting.
GPT premium.
Eventually it'll be a piece of art that he might appreciate.
He might appreciate, yeah.
But
also weirdo. You're a weirdo.
Yeah,
you're a weirdo. You're a weirdo.
Gay, straight, whatever. That's weird shit.
You're a proper weirdo. And if your friend happens to listen to this thing, get rid of this guy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like,
nah.
Not even joking advice. Get rid of him.
Nah, that flag is red, my man.
Yeah. And you'll AI generate that thing, that flag to make another color.
Yeah.
Or rainbow. You see.
There are many gay best friends in the sea.
Yeah, you don't need this one.
Specifically like Camps Bay, I think.
Yes. If you come to the Cape Quarter, stand
there. Get you another one.
Get yourself a new one. Because this guy is doing it wrong.
He's doing weird shit.
Damn. You're a weirdo.
I got arrested.
Yeah. For what?
For making a video of me and my best friend. No. I got arrested.
Yeah.
Friend bailed me out. Mm-hmm. 500 rand.
Mm.
Yo, cheap.
Cheap, that.
Misdemeanor. Mm. He's asking for the money back now. Mm. Not even 72 hours after release. January.
Oh.
If you did the crime, you must pay your bra back. Like, what the f*** are you doing?
No, but if a guy got money in January to bail you out, he can wait. Get arrested again.
You make him wait.
Yeah, I'll make him wait. 500 rand.
Guy.
500 rand.
Okay, it's a lot in January.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, like you scraping. It's peanut butter bread in January.
This show is bad advice, so I have to give you bad advice.
Never pay it back.
Get arrested again.
Yeah.
Phone him back. Let's see if he's twice the friend he says he is. Yo, hey, sorry, my man. I am going to pay you.
Yeah.
Twice.
Funny thing.
I got arrested again.
Yeah. It's basically you're opening like a prison tab.
Yeah.
And see what the credit limit is.
No more for me.
Yeah. I wonder if maybe 500. You've been to prison.
I've been arrested.
What is 500 and what are we talking about? Like, what kind of crime is that?
It's like very small.
Like drunk in the road or something.
Yeah, or like even assault. It's small. You saw the guy in Cape Town that littered.
Mm-mm.
The one of the bus drivers caught him littering. He threw the thing on the floor. He sells shoes, this guy. His name is like Mr. Flapjacks or something on
there. Mr. Flapjack.
Some weird, stupid name.
What shoes does he sell?
He's got a Muslim beard, so I first thought he was one of us, but apparently he's not. He's just a guy with a beard. And then he dropped the litter out the car, so the bus driver from one of those tourist bus get out and takes it, and he throws the thing back inside the guy's car. Fire move.
No, I mean, that's the correct fire response.
So this guy with a beard now takes it back out of his car and throws it out twice.
Yo.
Wild move.
Back and forth.
And he only paid 500 rand as a fine.
For littering?
Yeah.
Yo.
And then someone in that video said, you can never build a nation like this.
They always say that. You can't
build a nation with people like this. You see.
Yeah, that's very true.
It's the ANC. Cancer. C-A-N-C-E-R.
Yeah, I think you can do it again. Yeah. As long as you keep the crime minimal.
The only problem is that the court will be like, you back.
Oh, yeah, they remember you. Yeah,
you back.
They remember you. Yeah. Wait, so bail doesn't erase the crime?
No. It just means that we don't think you're a flight.
Must he still go to the courts?
Yes.
And what does he pay for that?
Depends.
Don't you get a public defender?
You can get a public lawyer. They're very good.
I see sarcasm in your eyes.
They are so, so good.
No, but they probably like underpaid and overworked as well.
No. They are solid, solid. Hey, the best legal professionals. No, guys must do it. Nothing fills me up with confidence when I go with a real lawyer and I check Desmond Dube over there representing the other person. Like, hey, where did you get this guy? From Legal Aid. Sure.
No, isn't Desmond Dube funeral planned?
Yeah. But if you pitched up, hey, he probably knows more than the lawyers.
There. That is true.
No. I've seen the Legal Aid guys.
They're not good. You're shame, man. It sucks. But I mean, if that's... Okay, so you save money there. But see how much you can get out of him. Also, 500 Rand. It's a lot, but it's not a lot. For crime.
For crime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a lot. It's a lot for crime.
You know when's the worst period to be arrested? Is this December period that went by. You know, like, you get arrested on Christmas Day or Boxing Day. And you only come out now, January 6th.
January 6th.
Now you're just like, do you have the fire?
Storm the Capitol.
Yeah.
But this is that thing now. Say it wasn't crime related. And you just loan him 500 Rand. And then 2 days later, ask for the money. Is that also like a scandalous thing?
No, because you can ask for your money back at any time. But come on, give it some time to breathe.
Yeah. 72 hours. Is that too short?
That's too short.
Yeah.
You can't ask for your interest back even at that time.
Yeah.
I need 600 back.
Wait, you ask for interest when you loan?
Me.
Yeah, your friend's money.
Haram.
Okay, but you just have another name for it.
No, I don't.
It is. It's probably like interest or something. Like, I don't know.
No, I don't loan people money.
Is it?
Yeah, it's against my rules.
Who taught you that?
My father.
Ah, what a guy, eh?
What a guy, eh?
Don't loan people money.
No, can I tell you the problem with loaning people money? Mm. You loan it once, it starts off small, then you're being Tinder swindled. Now you start off with 1,000 Rand, then it's 2,000 Rand because they paid you back. So you got a good CV with you. The credit record is good.
Yeah.
Then it's a 12 grand. Like, yo, my man, that's a lot of money.
You know, if you loan someone money and they don't give it back and you don't see them again, it was worth it.
You're still money down.
Yeah, you're money down, but you also...
No, someone hasn't knocked your father
also
hard
leech
enough.
Out. No,
someone
I'm just... My father didn't tell me that. I just wanted to... I also wanted fatherly advice from someone.
No, I just don't. If someone asks me for money, you're like, mm-mm. Mm. It's okay to lie.
Yeah.
I'll say no and I'll go into my Instagram and put up a status.
But you'll bail me out of jail.
I'll bail you out.
Yeah.
I'll bail you out.
And then 72 hours later. My man.
A Lannister always repays his debts.
I'm not a Lannister.
That's the first thing I WhatsApp you. I start sending stickers. Hey. You know what group I love? You must go into Facebook sometimes. You must find it's Name and Shame Cape Town.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that owe people money, right?
Yeah.
We like someone.
Is that the majority of the issue that they have on Name and Shame?
Yeah. Bro, if I go now, I want to show you. I can just read a random one and you'll see. It's the most hilarious thing ever.
Are these friends or are they strangers?
No, Cape Town.
Yeah, but I mean, do they know each other or is it like businesses and stuff? Yeah.
Good morning, lovely people. This is Renee Abrahams and I've been waiting 7 months going into 8 months now.
You in Cape Town? It's Abrams.
Abrams.
Yeah. Okay. This guy.
I've been waiting 7 months going into 8 months now when it was stock money she took in April. It takes me honestly so much to do this as I'm very understanding and a lenient person. She even blocked me and her husband and I've noticed people love to take advantage of kind people. For the last 7 months, I've been begging, pleading, even setting up multiple payment arrangements with her to make it easy. Out of the full amount, I only got paid 560 Towards a huge amount, never again payment was made or even considered. Someone stayed dying sick in hospital. Let me tell you, the people on this group knows no way of typing out things.
Yeah. No, because it's just, it's pure rage.
Yeah. Be a decent human and just pay 2,600 Rand what is owed to me. Then they always post like the people's like WhatsApp status.
Yeah. ID number. Someone stayed dying in this thing.
What should I do? With the 3,800 Rand owed to me, go to small claims court. There's someone will be like, small claims court no longer even deal with these issues.
Oh my God. Imagine when you have small claims court.
No. Roselle, bracket, Zalpi, owes me 3,600 Rand. I've been waiting for 4 months now. You see these
there's a lot of money though.
Yeah, bro, also getting rocked over here.
Yo, so listen, motherfucker. Huh?
Like you see,
you need to pay that money back.
This is one of my favorite ones. It says, hi, I just want to warn people of Yumna Isaac. And then they posted a picture of Yumna. I'll show it to you. She's in Parada.
She's in full Parada. A picture of Yumna, you can only see her eyes. Not only can you only see her eyes, but she is also squinting. Hey, Yumna's getting away with that, man, bro.
It killed me.
Yumna's getting away with that.
Now I'm going, every mosque I go.
Yeah. Yumna's around the corner.
Yumna?
Oh, we'll get her, buddy. Oh, that's wild. No, but I mean, money's money, man. Yeah.
So anyway, don't pay.
No, I say you must pay him or he's going to break your legs, I think.
Oh, you're going on the group.
The thing is, if you don't pay, you have to leave the group. You can't talk to that man again.
Yeah, but you know, you see 500 Rand is... Can I tell you what the problem with the 500 Rand amount?
What?
If you're the guy asking for your money back, eventually it gets tiresome for that 500 Rand. Because now it seems like you're the bad person. Because then the guy goes, yo, this guy just nags for his... It's just 500 Rand, man.
But you can't just say that in this economy.
Oh, say it. People say it. It's like, this guy nags. It's not so much money.
Yo.
I'll give it to you next week.
Yo.
Because 500 Rand seems like I'll give it to you next
Yeah, time. But you didn't have it in the first place, motherfucker. This is 500 Rand.
Now you see, people don't like saying that.
Yeah. It's just 500 Rand. Why didn't you just have a 500
exactly.
Rand?
Exactly.
Now you must pay. I changed my mind. You must pay this man back. I changed my mind. Don't pay it.
Don't pay him.
Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
Send a fake proof of payment. That's another scam they love doing. Fake proof of payment. I don't know how all of these guys become such good graphic designers when they
wow, they can change it. Easy font choice.
Yeah, this person. And then when you look at it, the font is so drastically different. They always got a Capitec account, firstly. Capitec got to be the most scam. Scammers love a Capitec. They love a Capitec.
Bank with Capitec?
Yes, I do. But they use Proxima Nova as their font. Now I've got Comic Sans saying on a POP. And it's always someone sharing a POP on an Android phone. It's never an iPhone. These are the things I'm worried about society. Don't pay the money back. Send the POP.
And that time. Is why graphic design is important. Welcome to my TED Talk. An influencer said she's taking a social media break 2 days ago.
I love these ones.
And then came back
to
post a highlights reel for 2025 on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
How do I tell her what a break is?
And with that, the 2025 season has come to an end. No, you know what the thing is? I've been noticing these social media breaks. The announcement of the social media break kills me.
Yeah.
Hey guys, just going offline for a while. We don't care.
Yeah.
Dog go.
They shouldn't be announcing it.
Stop telling us.
Just take your break.
Stop telling us.
Mm.
You know, and you know when you come back, you know what you must tell this person?
Yeah.
You say, hey man, I noticed that you told us you were taking a social media break.
Yeah.
And then you came back to post this reel. You're weak.
2 days. 2 days.
You are weak. You've got no mental fortitude.
No.
You've got no strength.
Yeah.
You are weak. If you're going to go, leave quietly. Don't come back here.
Yeah.
Please.
Leave like you're leaving a party.
No one cares. Who are you saying goodbye to as well? Like, who? Your followers. What are you?
Also, they're also so vague about
break.
You're
not going on a mission somewhere.
They're always so vague about how long a break is going to be, right? They're always like, oh, I'm taking a bit of a break or this and
I'm
that.
I'm logging off for a couple of weeks. We don't care.
Just log off.
We don't care. If
log
you're
off.
The president of this country,
yeah.
We go like, hey guys, I will be unavailable for 3 weeks. And we're like, yo, Ramaphosa, where are you
Cupcake.
Going? But now you'd be like, hey guys, sorry, you're not going to see your favorite content. You'll get ready with me, Zach.
Like, you'll come with me. I don't want to come with you.
Can I tell you when I know it's end of days for a social media person?
Yeah.
It's when they hit the question box and in the question they say, what type of content would you like to see? I know it's end of
days.
They
lost control of that algorithm.
They don't know.
They're like, hey, what do I do now?
What do you want to see? Sketches? Getting ready with me? What do you want to do? Yeah. Like, you know you. End of days for you. Must find a job, you. You must find a job. Go find some. Go find a skill. Go find a skill. As soon as I see that box, then one, what content would you like to see? I know it's Overs Kadovas.
Yeah, yeah.
Overs Kadovas.
No, because it's like just... The thing is, you have to leave them wanting more, right? It's an old rule, but if you just disappeared into the night for however long, that's fine. People won't know. They won't clamor for your...
Don't care.
They don't care.
We didn't post a single clip for 6 months. I want to say, though, one thing. People actually did care. They sent us messages going, when's the next episode?
That's true. But I actually got hate mail.
You see? but if we...
Like,
guys, we're leaving now. We're coming back soon.
Yeah.
Not a listen to me as I speak.
Yeah.
Don't take any advice from these people.
Yeah, but you just come across as a hater, man.
That's fine.
This is your...
That's fine.
How long we've been doing that? This is your like 25th beef with influencers.
Yeah,
man.
I've got tons of and I've never been wrong.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong.
I've never been wrong. Because I can read the playbook.
Yeah.
I know a grift of a griver when I see one.
Yeah, grift of a griver.
I know it. I know it. So when I see, hey guys, logging off was a break. Be well.
Wait, sir, how many times have you seen this? Like, this, yeah.
Let me tell you something. As a hater, the only way I can operate is because I've got minions underneath me who forward... They forward stuff. They'd be like, check this post. Check this post. Check this post. Once I saw a person did the wildest stop genocide post ever. it was someone who was a fitfluencer. And then they had just finished doing like a box squat. And their hands are out like this.
And they just...
And they put in the middle, stop genocide.
Oh my God.
Say no to genocide. And I was like, yo, so much work. No. Yo, you really want to...
It's not even
streets.
That you must stop it. You must just say no.
No. Say no to genocide. I was like, hey, you see these people, don't listen to them.
I thought they're just going to like eat a piece of wood.
That's what you should do is tell this person, we don't care.
I think so.
We don't care.
Nobody cares about your break.
We don't care.
If we don't see you in the feed,
we don't
see you in the feed.
We don't care. I also love, like, you know, every influencer, they got a journey in their year, man. Yo, this year has been troubling, challenging. Why can't you just have a normal 2025?
No, they can't do anything normal.
Let me tell you. You see, you know, my father passed away, right?
What?
What? Yeah. Surprise, surprise. Anyway, I've started a club.
Also, I've been telling random people different stories about what your father did for a living.
That's good.
Yeah. So at the moment, my favorite one was he was a spy.
Yes, good one.
During the apartheid era.
Yeah, good one.
But we're not sure which side.
I can confirm that it's definitely the ANC side.
Okay,
found his fake passport.
He's Walter PPK.
But anyway, what I'm saying is that when people talk about a challenging year, I'm like, guys, what was your challenge? Weight loss.
Yeah.
Zach. See you in 2026. No, stay wherever you
are. Yeah, it's not a competition, though.
I think.
But you win.
Yeah, I think, yeah. I think, and I just want to say this, I think we should be allowed to vote people off social media.
Whoa!
Right?
That is a game changer.
Because that makes the social element.
Yeah.
You'd be like, yo. And the thing is, people could...
Yo, but no,
no,
wait.
Listen to me.
Because I know, say, but this is black people, murder territory. Yeah,
you could say like, oh, people could, you know, not dox you, but like...
Wait, but are
by
they...
By the vote...
Are they killed?
No.
Oh, okay.
They just voted off. Like, if you got an Instagram account and it's pretty big, and then you start making... You start making stupid...
Yeah.
You start saying, hey, guys, what do you want to see?
Yeah.
First of all, hey, got you. Then we put it to a vote.
Yeah.
Normal people of the internet come... And you can expect your fans to defend you or people to vote you off. Be like, yo, we've received a complaint about this post and that people don't like this piece of content that you're doing. And this is the third time you've done something like this. So it's now been put up to a free democratic vote on whether to keep your profile or not.
No vote is totally democratic. Because I...
No, now your followers must come.
Yeah, but...
Now use us. Hey, guys.
Yeah, but haters will always outnumber.
Doesn't mean you can't start again.
So, but you're off the social media. How long are you banned for?
I haven't worked it out. But if you get voted out, you must start.
These are the important things.
Must start at 00. Yeah.
What if it's how you make your money still?
Must never rely on a third party app to make your money.
Yo. Okay, then we make it 6 months.
Yeah. I can dollar that.
Okay.
You've been voted off.
Get Zuckerberg. I love that idea.
I know.
Honestly.
It's a cool idea.
Even though we are at risk as well.
Yeah, that's fine. But that's the name of the game.
That's the name
of
the game.
You win some, you lose some.
Mm.
Show us how good you are. Come back.
Mm.
Come back strong.
Because everyone loves come.
Back.
Everyone loves a comeback.
Yes.
Story.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
You see?
I fucking love it. What do we call the show? Because it has to be, because like this week, you can vote.
Yes.
Yeah, it has to be like Idols, but for like downvoting influencers.
Yeah. The Hunger Games of social media.
Oh my God, we're onto something.
I know, I'll get the app made.
Yeah.
If you've got a lot of followers, you've got, let's say 200,000, right? And you've been put up in this thing.
Yeah.
Now your followers, these people that follow you, they must come do the Lord's work for you.
Yeah.
So when you go, hey, guys, I'm taking a bit of a break. Now I'm upset. I realize you should never have taken that break.
You need more than followers. You need believers.
Yes. So I vote against you.
Yeah. Okay. Bad advice for you.
Yeah, sorry.
Just wait.
Yeah, we're both.
We're going to sort this out. Just hang on, my friend. We'll sort this out.
Thanks for watching. Bad advice with me, Simi Arif, and my friend Ross. And his dancing. Oh, also you can watch the other videos we have.
I'm interpreting them.
Yes. Oh, that was very good. You're very good at this.
I'm terrible at this.
See how I hype you up?
I'm untrained.
Okay.
You on the other hand.
No. Just let me audition for Cutting the Kings, please.
You can't audition for Cutting the
King
because you don't even know how to use the word moss.
Doesn't matter. They don't have it in the script.
It might be.
They don't.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Yo, my man, I'll kill it, Cutting the Kings.
Can you sing My Bruchi My Bra?
No, but Lonely Girl.
Look out for Simi at the back. No, it won't be at the backstage. It'll be there. What's it? No, Joseph Stone. Do you know Joseph Stone?
No, Joseph Stone.
That's there by me. My old. Catch Simi at the Joseph Stone and Cat and the Kings. He's playing the cat.
Wouldn't it be weird if a cat actually picked up from Cats?
Yeah.
Like, I'm in the wrong musical.
It's Cat with a C.
You're a lonely girl. Thanks for watching.
Goodbye.